الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allama Qadi Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated in his book Shifa Sharif, Rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number one is believing in the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number two, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number three, obeying the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Four, loving the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then number fifth is respecting the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number six, praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And seven is salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the last, which is mentioned, is beholding the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Definitely, time does not permit to explain all, but today inshallah we'll talk one of the rights of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that is obeying Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Obeying every order of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam under every circumstances is also a right of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam over everyone in the ummah. A Muslim cannot even think to disobey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is absolutely fard for everyone in the ummah to obey him and to carry out his orders. Allah Almighty has stated in Holy Quran, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ. Another place Allah tabarak wa ta'ala states, مَنْ يُطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعُ اللَّهِ, meaning whoever has obeyed the messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. Dear respected viewers, we heard from Quran that obeying the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is indeed obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you want to obey Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, Lord azza wa jal, then we should obey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's find out how Sahaba kiram, companions alayhim ridwan, they used to obey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw a person who was wearing a gold ring. Taking off the ring from the finger of that person, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam threw it away and said, do any one of you want to put the flame of fire into his hand? After the noblest and greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam left, people said to him, pick up the ring and benefit from it. They meant you can sell it and take benefit. But the person replied, by Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has thrown it away. Now I can never pick it up. He then left without taking it. This was the passion of obeying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon what we have learned. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.